All right, we got Tammy on the line from Indian Country Sports and Lots. Tammy, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I had a wonderful Mother's Day.
I was going to ask you about Mother's Day if you got the day off at least.
I did not.
They made you work on Mother's Day?
I did, but I went out for lunch.
Well, good. All right, at least you got to celebrate a little bit. I'm assuming
yes, I did.
That the fishing reports coming from your area that I'm getting, they seem to be spotty day to day, but the days I do get them, they're really good. So nobody wants to talk about the bad days.
No, they don't want to talk about bad days.
What have you been hearing there? Let's start with the fishing out on Keweenaw Bay first.
Yes, they are. I put a picture up of Max, a fisherman out here.
Oh, yeah, we put that on our face. We shared that one for you.
Yay, 30 pounds. Holy cow.
That's a whopper.
It was a whopper. He caught that out here on Keweenaw Bay, kind of by the pump house.
Oh, really? That close?
Mm-hmm.
So is that about 40 feet of water?
Yeah, about 40 feet, and using Dan's Dominator.
It's kind of nice when you can get big lake trout that close to shore, and I've never heard of a Dan's Dominator, so maybe you could tell me what that is.
Okay, Dan's Dominator, they're kind of like the glow-in-the-dark lead lures, and they're kind of shaped like a bullet. There's different shapes, and I have them in my store. He's a local, and he makes them, and so I sell them here. And they have a huge, huge hook on them. They come in different weights, sizes, and like anywhere from 1 ounce to, I have up to 2 ounces, or 2.5, I think.
He was trolling this, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh, yes he was.
Well, that's a huge fish, and it's nice to hear about it being caught so close to your shop there. The pump house is not far at all, so. What about the salmon? Have you heard anything else from Chinook or Coho fishermen?
It's hit and miss days. Sometimes, some days are better than others. They are still catching the Coho, an occasional king here and there. And the fish cleaning station is pretty busy most days.
Hmm. Okay. And are they mostly trolling crankbaits, body baits, stick baits, or are they going to spoons now?
I'm selling a whole lot of my moonshine lures and my fin spoons, and still doing really well. I can't keep my Rapalas or Rapalas, however you want to say it.
Most people up here say Rapalas.
Most everybody says Rapala, but yeah.
That's the Finnish population, you know.
I know. I never know which way to say it. Can't keep those in stock, especially the gold and the fluorescent orange. That's a hot seller. Anywhere from size 13 to size 11. Those are the hot sellers.
We still got a whole lot more to cover with Tammy from Indian Country Sports and Lots. We're going to find out about the smelt, the steelhead, check on the morel hunters, and get you ready for opening a walleye and pike season this Sunday when we get back to this in our second outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.